TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Swag King Cole.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you, motherfuckers, it was more than the music. In the project one day, the project one way. We done heard all that loud ass talking. We used to it. I'm from where shorty fuck up, double cup up. Might even kill somebody in YouTube it. So whoever think they words affect me is too stupid. And if you can do it better than me, then you do it. We slide in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachute, we made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. And the whole industry wanna fuck your old shit. Only nigga I got respect for is Wiz. And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Around the same time she had fell in love with him. Well that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't had Jay drop him from the team. La Familia, Rock Nation. We in the building, but still keep it basement. Flying in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachutes, I made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Good music, we fresh, we fresh. Anything else, we detest, detest. Give ass, niggas get ass and breath. All that said, let me ask this question. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without, don't talk to me about thousands. I'm awfully open and embarrass you. Talking about clothes, I'm awfully open and embarrass you. Calling about some hoes, I'm awfully open and embarrass you. Way too cold, I promise you need some therapy. Get the therapy. Get the Theraflu.
It's Chicago, nigga. Southside, we in this. Eastside crazy, blow that loud. Low end, 39th, the Icky, 47th Street, Rockville Park, 79th, Stony Island, Cape Town, Wild Hunters, this Shot Town, Rose City, the Village, Harvey World, O'Block. 64th Normal, 64th and King Drive, what up? 83rd, Cottage Grove, the Garden, the Chicago, the Dearborn, 55th, Cabrini Green, Terra Town, Westside, Rocky Town, the Chicago, Hospital to the Ida B. Wells, Nod City, the Manor, London Town, Chirac, Illinois, the DJ Barrett. Up around and get embarrassed.
Social apps, TM Hyman Radio, a 604 out there in the West, 904, coming to you live out of Hampton Roads, Virginia, where it's coming down like we're like in Albany, New York. This snow came out of nowhere around 7:30, and it has not stopped. I'm in Norfolk, Virginia, and I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I was totally not expecting this snow tonight. We're talking about how black filmmakers dominated the box office this weekend. Excited about, you know, Miss Ava DuVernay and Ryan Coogler. We're going to get into it and talk about, again, how black filmmakers dominated this weekend at the box office. Before we go any further, all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina, give it up, our resident chef, Fee, what you cooking up tonight? Because it's cold out there.
Tonight, I am on cruise control. Fee cooked last night. So we've carried that over to today, yes. But last night's meal was VSOP. No soup.
It was the same. Yeah. It was that VSOP salmon. Damn it.
Me and my daughter, our mouths were like salivating.
Wait, pause. You never responded to my damn message to send me a piece, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think that would have been a funky, funky piece of fish going through the mail.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All the way live. Yeah, she didn't even respond to my damn message, y'all. All the way live from the other side. I'm not there. But if I was there, it would be from the other side of the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. Can you believe she didn't even respond to my damn message? What about
it? Hello, TM Hyman Radio family. Yes, I saw that message as well, and I was waiting to see if you were going to receive, something on dry ice FedEx, because if you were going to get a piece, I was sure going to shoot my shot.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah. Hey, check back in Wednesday night where we'll be chopping it up with Fee. She's guaranteed to have something good for you. What's going on, folks? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Not too eventful. I really did want to partake in a Notorious B.I.G. tribute party. There were several in the Atlanta metro area, but I decided to save my efforts and my coins for this weekend when I have some friends coming in town. So I just relaxed.
Word. Shout out to B.I.G. And I think I just heard she's talk about cooking it up yesterday. How many people did you cook for? Just the fam, or were you servicing people yesterday?
Ooh, servicing people. I could take that a number of different ways, but we're going to keep that in the kitchen.
Relax.
Yeah, we're going to keep that in the kitchen. Brain just went total left field.
Mm-hmm.
I fed, let's see, 7 people yesterday, and I still have leftovers.
Wow. I'll take that FedEx piece. I think hot chocolate just helped us. She gave us the idea when she said, put it on dry ice. Make that happen.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah. Dry ice.
Yeah, make that happen again.
And shrink
wrap. Check us out every Wednesday. Every Wednesday night when we're chopping it up with Fee. She always got hot recipes to help you to keep your kitchen sexy. Again, chopping it up with Fee every Wednesday night, 9 p. Hey, congratulations to Ryan Coogler. The Black Panther has seeded one Coogler, I've been saying Coogler for the last hour only because I'm dyslexic and I'm putting the G in front and I'm seeing the C behind that last O. It's called dyslexia, folks. I'm telling you, I'm touched just a little.
I was so impressed with you getting Ava DuVernay correct. I was really impressed.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm telling you, it's when you see a lot of the same numbers is when you get it messed up, if anyone knows dyslexia. Coogler, Ryan, first name, Black Panther exceeded $1 billion this weekend, folks.
Yes.
Black Panther, $1 billion this weekend. This weekend alone, it is estimated that it has achieved $41.1 million this past weekend alone. And those estimates was from Saturday through yesterday. The official figures came out today. the final domestic figures. And again, Black Panther, $41.1 million this weekend alone, which pushed it over the $1 billion mark. Congratulations to, again, director Ryan Coogler, along with Ava DuVernay, A Wrinkle in Time. We have not heard a whole lot about A Wrinkle in Time because the Black Panther has dominated, but number two in the box office this weekend, A Wrinkle in Time, which is like, it's not a cartoon, but it is definitely something geared towards children. Oprah's in it, along with some other showstoppers. And so again, you know, we're talking about Black filmmakers who've dominated at the box office this weekend. I saw a post from one of my good friends, Cliff Hatchett, and Cliff, I'm about to hate on you and the rest of my friends who did that little mini vacation without me this weekend. I understand y'all didn't know I was coming to VA this weekend. I understand, but I saw. So to hell with you, and. Even though I've already expressed myself via DM, so I'll leave it at that. And Lawrence, you make sure I get the damn invite the next time. But A Wrinkle in Time, also a great flick. We're giving props to Black directors tonight. Have either one of you? Well, first of all, let's sync up. We all have seen the Black Panther, right?
Yes.
Okay, so have you all heard about A Wrinkle in Time?
Yes.
Great. We are in sync. I'm certainly more of a Black Panther fan than a Wrinkle in Time fan. Although, you know, I think just because I'm Black and proud right now, I'm going to go see A Wrinkle in Time. That's probably something that maybe Samantha would like way more than me. However, I'm willing to go watch it just to support Black filmmaking. Now,
I think you will enjoy it. Have not seen it yet. I wanted to experience. I mean, because you enjoy your godchildren and seeing masterpieces like this through a child's eyes, or what being with them when they experience, is an experience in itself. So I think
I saw an ad that had Oprah Winfrey in it, and personally, she scared the hell out of me.
With the rhinestone eyebrows.
Yeah, she just looked very scary. But when you say looking at it from a child through a child's eyes, I can appreciate that way more.
A Wrinkle in Time, if I'm not mistaken, is based on a children's book.
It is. It is. I actually read it. I think I was maybe in the fourth or fifth grade. Now, if you ask me what it's about, I probably will lie because I don't recall.
Me too.
It was on our required reading list, I recall that much, because I remember my mom saying, get this book, and I was like, oh, my God, because it was really thick, and it didn't grab me. You know, it didn't have pictures and all that kind of crap in it, so back then it didn't. But just watching some of the behind the scenes of the movie was like, wow. So I really think it's going to be a powerful movie. But like Hot Chocolate said, more so through a child's eyes, I could really appreciate, you know, what it has to offer.
Now,
the background certainly makes me more interested in wanting to see it. Go ahead, Hot Chocolate. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, being a fan of, you know, reading myself, I may just go back and read the book again before I see the movie, just so I can
I could see that.
We're talking about the fact that Black filmmakers have dominated the box office this weekend. A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay, featuring Oprah Winfrey, I want to say Reese You know, I'll mess up a last name.
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon. I was about to call her Silver Spoon, so thank you.
That was a television show.
And a few other people. Hey, listen. The fact that I got Reese right, give me some damn credit. Hey, we going to rock
you get 100 for that.
It's the social ladder. You on the record. We right back.
Hyman Radio Live. in the Social Lab here at 9:19 p.m. on our Money Monday. The General Hot Chocolate Girl Fee is in here with us as well. Madam Boston out there in the TM Hyman Radio world somewhere. Hopefully she'll join us soon. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in, and we are saluting our Black filmmakers who have rocked the box office
this past weekend.
Number one,
no
Wakanda Forever and Ever.
Wakanda.
And sidebar real quick, I need to take a new photo for the TM Hyman Radio site because your girl Hat Chocolate has, in the hairstyle realm, taken it back to the early 90s where it all began with my number one brush cut Caesar. Yes, I've stopped weaving it up and I've gone back to the motherland, a.k.a. Wakanda. Yes, so funny story real quick. I'm at work at the corporate employer today. And one of the attorneys that I came and he says, "Good morning, Regina. How are you?" You know, a little small talk. He says, "You'd be proud of me. I saw Black Panther this weekend." I said, "Did you love it?" So we're going on about, you know, the effects and the action. He says, "Well, I have a question." I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, did you decide to cut your hair before you saw the movie?"
Oh, no.
I said,
Wakanda
well,
Forever.
It was before, probably about 15 years ago. He was like, "What, 15 years ago?" I was like, "Yeah, I cut my hair like this the first time
Looking
in
back.
2003. So,
Looking back.
Yeah, he was like, so you inspired the movie." I said, "You know what? I guess I did."
But you know what? I mean, to big up, you know, your low cut. I don't know if you all have seen this, but the character, you know, that beautiful black bald woman in the movie was so dope that they're talking about her own spinoff, right? So,
yes.
I mean, talking about just ultra strong images in a black woman with not even a Caesar cut. That was straight bald. You know what I'm saying? So
shout out to
all the beautiful bald black women who are confident enough, you know what I'm saying, to rock it in America.
Damn. That's a
word. Hey, let me flip the script real quick. Even though we're shouting out black filmmakers, again, Ryan Coogler and Ava DuVernay, let me not even start it, DuVernay, much respect, in their movies, A Wrinkle in Time and Black Panther. But listen, let me put something out here right quick. I heard about a story recently at a radio station, WKYS. I don't know if you all have ever heard of, you know, it's actually a radio station in the DMV, popular morning show, The Fam in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Starr, Quicksilver, DJ 5-9. Now, recently, Danny Starr, you know, walked off the show due to being blindsided by Quicksilver and DJ 5-9. And I just want to get a feel. Now, Danny Starr was interviewing some females to pretty much, you know, come in the house, take care of the kids, a babysitter. There was this one chick who applied on Instagram. And, you know, she pretty much said that, you know, she wasn't going to hire the chick. Flat out, she could not hire the woman because the woman was too beautiful to have in a home. She was not going to be dangling this woman in front of her husband. Hell no, never ever would she hire this beautiful woman. Fast forward, the woman felt like she was discriminated against. So DJ Quicksilver, DJ 5-9 and Quicksilver invited the chick on the show. Danny Starr had no idea she was coming. It turned into a heated, steaming back and forth, yelling insults. Danny Starr walked off the show. You can get it for yourself. This is my question. Is all fair in game and entertainment? You know, was it crazy? Like, would it be like totally crazy if we brought one of Hot Chocolate's old boyfriends on the show?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know.
I'll give you his phone. I'll give you his phone number to call him. I promise you.
But my question is, would you feel blindsided? Would you walk off the show? And this is not the same type of incident, a random situation. This woman felt discriminated against, and the guys gave her an opportunity because it is international. It was International Women's Day. So in the spirit of women stacking hands, you know, they let the woman come on the show. Was it wrong, or was it, again, a situation where all is fair in entertainment?
I think – go ahead, Fee.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say,
let's hear from you. You actually heard.
Yeah, interview. You heard. Go ahead.
How did you feel hearing the interview?
I felt uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, because my thing is, as your peer, you would think that your peer would have some level of loyalty to you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Could have been set up a little bit.
Right. Could have set that up a whole nother way. And, I mean, she was right. Because why would you dangle a piece of T-bone in front of a hungry dog?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's her choice. You know, if she want a mud duck to come in and babysit her kids, it's her choice. She didn't have to say, but the thing was, the babysitter, this chick, whoever she was, inboxed her. She never replied. So basically, to me, that was her right. You know, I'm pretty sure if you interview 100 people, you're not going to actually read every single email that comes across your desk. It's going to be the one that jumps out at you. You know what I'm saying? Or the one that you sit back and say, oh, hell no, she ain't coming to my house. Next. Go to the next. Mm-hmm. To me, that was her right. But to me, they kind of put her against the wall as the bad guy. And I didn't feel that was right. For her to walk off the show, baby, that's your coins. I don't think I would have went that far. I really would have, you know, kind of chastised them off the air. Like, no, y'all didn't just do me like that. Because I really felt like that was tacky.
Yeah. And just to fast forward, right, I mean, I just wanted to get some perspective here. Hot Chocolate, real quick, how did you, I mean, just the idea, right, that someone could set you up, right? I mean, what you can do unless you're in the situation. I get it.
Right.
What you thinking?
Like Fee said, there has to be some level of loyalty with your team. Like with the example of, you know, my possible ex-boyfriend, it could be done, but it would be done with you all, I'm sure, running it past me first. Like, yo, we had this idea. You know, we want to bring XYZ on the show, and, you know, you give your side, he can give his side, and, you know,
we'll
go from there.
Well, you would hope, right? I mean, you would hope. And, I mean...
Oh, no, I know better than that. With my team, I know better than that.
Right.
Danny Starr did post an email after the fact, really apologizing for how she responded. You know, I think to the point that she recognized, you know, these are my coins. The one thing that I can quote her stating, which I think, you know, has already been stated here, you know, maybe sometimes our emotions get the best. But she actually put in a statement that prior to that event, you know, those guys had been her ride or die through it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, even though, you know, it happened the way it did, she know they aren't malicious. And so, you know, sometimes it is just all about the entertainment of it all. And sometimes you can set up a situation in which you didn't have any ill intent, but it turned out real ill. And we're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. We chopped it up with Fee. Again, shout out to Ava DuVernay, Ryan Cogler for smashing the box office this weekend. We out of here. Take us home, folks.
Well, you guys have a fantabulous rest of the evening on purpose. See you Wednesday.
On purpose.
On purpose.
That's right.
From Madam Boston, whatever you do, do it well. And yeah, we are that crew, that team, that network. Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, General, Hot Chocolate, and See Tonight.
TM Hyman Live.
Wednesday. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Stuff Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.